Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is February 23rd on a Friday. Hope you guys are having a good week. Coming to the end of it here. It is 6:54 in the morning, 62 degrees. Later this week, or next week, it's going to start raining more. But the weather's been nice and cool here in the deep south. I love it. I love the cool weather. I also love the summer. I just love the variation. I love changes. So when you get bored of one thing, something else starts. Right? I don't like all changes, but trust me, the variation is pretty awesome. But when it comes to the Lord, we don't want variation, right? We want to be consistent. We want to be founded upon Him. We want to make sure that we're established upon the truth. And that's really what Jesus finishes speaking about here before He goes out to do some more healing, which we'll look at next episode. But He says this, right? We talked about us being founded on the rock that is Christ. And when the winds and the waves and the tempest comes, we're not going to be washed out to sea. And here's the contrast. Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. All right. So as I'm pulling out of my driveway, I'm going to start talking about this. Man, it's such a contrast, and it's such a good illustration of the fact that the way to build and be stable and be settled is to hear the Word of God, read the Word of God, and do what it says. That's it. I mean, it's so simple to say, but I understand and I get it that it's another thing to do. But that's what we're called to do. You know, so many take the Lord's words as suggestions rather than instructions. And the Lord instructs, He's instructing His followers, not just because, hey, if you feel like doing this, but this is what you're called to do. Kind of like when we were talking about praying. He didn't say, you need to pray. He assumed, as believers, we're praying. But He said, here's how to. But He gives us all the information and instruction that we need. He makes things so clear for us. But here's what these verses, like, do in my mind, in my heart. I look at this and I go, there are a lot of people that their lives are built on the sand. When storms come, they are tossed to and fro. They are a wreck. They are a mess. They are stressed. They are anxious. They let everything get to them, and they get pummeled by the waves, if you will. And they're having hard times. And they're crying out. And a lot of them don't know that there is a foundation that is Christ that they can build their life upon for stability. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I look at these verses and I go, I need to pray for these people. We need to pray for those whose lives are built on not truth, but everything else that they think fulfills them. And we're the ones to let them know, hey, listen, if you go inland a little bit, right, instead of staying by the water here on the sand and trying to, you know, build a foundation on the sand. You know, I used to do concrete at least for 4 years. And foundations, I mean, we dug and I remember there's like a backhoe, and I took a shovel and I followed it and got the roots and the dirt and the rocks out. And there was a lot of work that went into getting the ground prepared in order to pour the concrete. You didn't just pour the concrete on top of whatever, you know, land. You had to dig all these things for the pipes, and then you had to do rebar. Then you had to do framing with 2x8s and 2x4s and 1x4s. Then you had to do rebar. Then you had to do rocks. And then you had to... And finally, you know, after days, it would be ready to pour the concrete. And then the foundation would be completely stable and last for decades. if we just said, you know what, let's just pour a foundation right here on this dirt. So take out the grass, pour the foundation on the dirt. We don't need to dig. We don't need to do any of that stuff. You know what's going to happen? It's going to crack. The foundation's going to be, it's not going to be stable. There's going to be hurricanes. There's going to be moisture. There's going to, it's going to sink. It's going to be horrible. And the house will get all messed up. But our lives need to be built upon solid ground. And so go inland. Like, we can let people know, in a sense, I'm saying practically, like, go inland, find a spot where the ground is good, and start digging. And start getting prepared. Start building that foundation upon the truth. And build your life upon that. And it makes all the difference. And you guys know it. A lot of you, you know the contrast. You know when you were not following the Lord, when you were kind of out there in the world, when you were just experimenting, curious, trying to figure out what life is about. And you know the contrast, because once you got saved, once you got the information, at least a transformation, once the Lord got a hold of you, once he worked situationally through things and through prayer, through his word, and through others, you realize, this is it. This is it. This is what it's about. Building your house upon a solid foundation. If not, it's going to wash into the sea. There are a lot of people whose lives, if you will, are washing into the sea. They have no hope. They have no help. But they want hope. They want help. They're searching. And we have the truth. And we're not called to be selfish with the truth. We're called to be generous with the truth, with the gospel. Not hold it in, but give it out, right? But let people know. And that takes on many forms, right? It's the same message. There's many methods. But we are called to be a light. Hey, your house is built on something that's going to fall into the sea. Go inland and let me show you how to build that foundation. That's discipleship, right? We plant, share the truth. We water, disciple, raise people up who maybe are weaker or newer in the faith, right? And so we get to train them up and help them and come alongside them, right? Not to just be like, I'm going to tell you what to do, but be like, here's what God says. And that's a blessing. Anyway, guys, God bless you. I hope that encouraged someone. Hey, I'm praying for you today. Hope you have an amazing day. Praying for you. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.